Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Marcus Morris scored a season-high 36 points, and the Knicks held off the Warriors 124-122 in overtime to snap a 10-game losing streak. Also, the Nets wasted a 20-point lead in a 113-108 home loss to the Hornets, and the Pacers outscored the Celtics 122-117. In men's college basketball, Yale defeated UMass 83-80. On the women's side, UMass topped Boston University 58-45. In the NHL, the Capitals beat the Bruins 3-2, and the Avalanche downed the Flyers 3-1. In MLB news, a person with knowledge of the deal says All-Star third baseman Anthony Rendon has agreed to a 7-year, $245 million contract with the Angels. And former longtime White Sox broadcaster Ken Hawk Harrelson has been named the Baseball Hall of Fame's 2020 Ford Frick Award winner. Harrelson called White Sox games for 34 of his 43 years as an announcer following a 9-year playing career in Kansas City, Washington, Boston, and Cleveland.
To receive such an honor, I have won some awards in my life and done some things in my life that I was very proud of, but this was something different, and I really haven't digested it yet.
The induction ceremony is July 25th in Cooperstown. In the NFL, the Jets will take on the Ravens tonight without some of their key players. Running back Bilal Powell, tight end Ryan Griffin, cornerback Brian Poole, and offensive lineman Chuma Edoga were all ruled out for the game because of injuries. Safety Jamal Adams is also unlikely to play because of a sprained ankle. I'm Jesse King.